Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
I want to talk about this interesting email I got yesterday, but I didn't get around to it. And it says, hi, Niall. I have an ongoing issue since I started working from home in March. My wife is a stay-at-home mother and has always been a homemaker. She would look after the kids and I would head off to the office every day. Since being at home, I have become increasingly frustrated with her lack of understanding that even though I'm at home, I'm still at work. She comes into the room to offer me tea. That's nice of her, isn't it? Or asks if I want to come downstairs for lunch. I could be on a call and she will quietly come into the room. The other day, she asked me to pick up the kids from school because she had an appointment to get her nails done. I agreed to, even though it messed up my working day. I had a chat with her about it, and she thinks that I'm being unreasonable. And now that I am at home more, that I should be taking more interest in the home and the family and the work that she does. I know if I was still working in the office, the issue would have never come up in the first place. She seems to not realise that even though I'm in the spare room every day, that I'm clocked into work. And unfortunately, I can't do things in the home. I told her that she has to stop coming into the room and asking me to look after the kids when I'm working. We got into a huge row, and I would like to know if your listeners think I'm being unreasonable, or is she being unreasonable? I am going to be at home for the foreseeable future as my office is not opening until at least January 2021. Now, I know there's a lot of offices, by the way, not opening till next August, actually. Some of the tech companies have said, and we've heard Google announce, of course, that they won't be opening their new head offices in Dublin after all because a lot of their staff will be working from home for the foreseeable future. He says, I'd love to hear other views on this and if any people have similar working conditions or home issues. Well, I don't know. What do you think of the person's situation? Is she being unreasonable? So she's popping in. Do you want a cup of tea? Do you want to come down for your lunch? He's in the spare room, obviously, upstairs in the house because she says, come down for your lunch. And every now and again, if she's to do something, you know, maybe she has an appointment, although he did mention nails, which is a bit trivial, but maybe she has something more important to do. She'll say to him, listen, I'm popping out for 15 minutes. I can't help it. I've got to go over to the shop and get something for the baby or whatever. Can you mind the kids, Jared, just for a minute? I'll be only a minute. Is that unreasonable? I mean, she wouldn't be able to do that if he was working in an office. She couldn't ring him in the office and say, listen, can you come home and mind the kids for a second? So but she's only doing it because it's convenient for her to do because he's there. Or is he being unreasonable by saying, well, no, I can't because I'm working. I'm clocked in now. I can't even talk to you. And I know people who work from home who literally cannot speak to you while they're working from home because they might be doing teleconferencing, for example, or, you know, helplines while they're working at home. So they literally can't take private calls while they're working because they're essentially working. For example, I can't take a call right now because I'm working. Now, if I was working from home, it would be exactly the same. There would be no difference. There's a lot of jobs like mine where could you imagine the middle of the show? Sorry, hold on there for a second, folks. Hi, darling, how you doing? Yeah, what do you want me to do today? Yeah. Sorry, I've just some listeners here waiting. Can I go back to them? Yeah. All right, thanks. Bye, bye, bye. Love you. Bye. Can you imagine how stupid that would sound? So I understand the position he's in. So who's being unreasonable here? Her or him? And it's something that we have to discuss because many people, 80% of people in a survey in the UK, said they wanted to continue working from home. Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. Maybe you're working at home at the moment. How are you getting on? Is it difficult? Is it harder to work from home because you got, you know, the missus or their husband knocking on the door every 10 minutes or the kids? Tig, you're on Classic Hits. How you doing, Tig? Tig, you there? Oh, we got him back in a second. Somebody says, Niall, he needs to rent a small office. Well, that kind of defeats the purpose of working from home then, doesn't it? He can't be renting a small office if he's working from home. Jeepers creepers. I mean, look, if we're going to continue doing this working from home business, and a lot of people are choosing now to work from home because we've kind of got used to it, well, then I suppose we have to obey the rules. And the rules are if you're working, you're working. You can't do anything more than that. You can't be going out, you know, making lunch for the kids or doing other things because that's not what your boss is paying you for. Because if you went into your boss, if you were working at an office and you walked into your boss and said, listen, I got to nip home for 10 minutes. You know, I got to bring the kids to school or I got to nip home for 10 minutes and feed the kids or something like that. Your boss would look at you like you're 10 heads and you'd probably lose your job. So realistically, you have to behave in the same manner. Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. Maybe he's being unreasonable. Patrick, you're on Classic Hits. How are you doing, Patrick?
Hi, Niall. Yeah, good, thanks.
Good, Patrick. Is he being unreasonable?
No, I don't think he's being unreasonable because the person on the other end of that computer or whatever is expecting him to be working as if he was in the office, only that he's at home.
Because he has to log in and stuff like that. They'd know.
He has to log in. He has to do everything. And if someone's in maybe Europe or whatever and they're a different time zone or 2 hours ahead or whatever, you can't discommode them because your wife wants you to do what she wants you to do, like, you know. And she has to realize that if he's at home, he has to be professional. Just because he's at home, it doesn't mean he has to be in a onesie or whatever and be working away.
A onesie. Well, he can sit there in his pajamas. Is he?
Well, you know, like, I mean, when all is said and done, like, I mean, it seems like he's trying to be as professional as if he was in the office and take a professional approach, which a lot of people probably would just chill out and be doing whatever. But he's actually, in fairness, he's representing his company reasonably well, from what I understand. Like.
And what's your situation, Patrick? Are you working at the moment?
No, I'm on disability and I'm a carer for my mother full time.
Oh, wow. Well, right, okay. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, yeah. So how's that going for you, by the way?
Well, it's
challenging.
Up and down, like, because, you know, she can be up a lot at night, like, you know.
All right,
be up
okay.
7 or 8 times at night, like, and you should put her back to bed and keep her calm and relaxed, you know.
Well, I hope the state are looking after you. You're saving the state a lot of money by doing it. So that's a whole different debate that we should be having another day.
Oh, yeah, yeah, indeed. But, like, you know how it is, like.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely.
You just have to do your best for her, you know.
Do you think this is going forward, this whole idea of people working from home? Because when we see the stats that 80% of people surveyed in the UK who are currently working from home would like to stay working from home. Now, I know Alan Sugar yesterday said it was a ridiculous idea. But do you think going forward, is that the way it's going to be? Even if COVID vanished off the face of the earth tomorrow, do you think it's a good idea to have so many people working from home? Or, you know, is that bad for society?
Well, I would say from the social aspect of it, it's bad, like, you know. Because you're not meeting people. You're doing the same routine in the same place. There's no change of scenery, like, or anything, you know.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, because the social interaction of the workplace is quite important as well. You know what I mean? It really is.
I mean, it's no different than, like, you know, putting children into school. Like, you send them in for the education, but also for the social engagement. Like, if everyone was to take that approach, they're all homeschooled, like, you know.
Well, absolutely. But stay there a second. Let me go to Sean as well. Sean, you're on Classic Hits. How you doing, Sean?
How are you, Niall? How's it going?
Good. Nice to talk to you, Sean. You seem very perky today.
I'm always perky. I'm one of the lucky ones. I was never on lockdown. I carried on working all the way through it.
All right. Well, as a scouser, do you believe that it's a good idea for his wife to be interrupting him on a regular basis? Or is he being unreasonable, not kind of playing ball with her?
No, my wife is working from home.
Okay.
Right. Now we don't have a big house and we don't have a big spare room for her to be locked into. Right, so she's got up all her computers. It looks like the inside of an aircraft.
Right.
There's multi-screens in front of her. She's got a screen on, right. So I know from 8 o'clock in the morning, when I'm on my days off, right, because I have days off during the middle of the week,
yeah,
and then I'll work weekends as well, right. I know, right, because I was told, you can't put the dishwasher on, you can't put the washing machine on.
You can't start hoovering the floor in the middle of it all.
You can't start hoovering the floor. You definitely don't come into the kitchen. You can't have the television on too loud. And most of all, you are not to play your guitar.
why do you have you just taken up playing the guitar recently?
Well, I've always had one lying around right now, and I can play to amuse myself. I can't play any particular song, but Jesus, right, once I get going.
No way. Are you at home now?
No.
I was going to ask you to give us an old strum of it there. We'll be the judge of how good you are.
No, but funny enough, right, in February, just before all of this kicked off, I purchased, and it came over from Germany, a resonator. It's like a blues guitar, you know, you see the big steel drum in the middle of it.
Yeah.
You know, so, and I always wanted one of them, and there was one on eBay at a really, really good price, and I thought, you know what, sod this. I worked all over Christmas. I didn't get the week off between Christmas and New Year.
So are you going to be the next BB King?
I'd love to. That's what I imagine I sound like.
We're getting back to her working from home. So she's kind of locked in. When I say locked in, her eyes are locked into that screen. And you have the respect not to interrupt her at all. Now, would you bring her in a cup of tea or something?
Oh, yeah, I'd make her a cup of tea, but I'd be quiet about it. And I'd make sure that when I walked into the kitchen, she wasn't on the phone at that particular time.
Yeah. So is she doing helpline calls or what is she doing from home? But you don't have to tell me where she works, but... But is she on the phone all the time, or is it?
She would be on the phone a good, I'd say about 60-70% of the day would be on the phone, taking phone calls and stuff, you know. But you see...
Okay, so if it was a case you had to do something, have you got kids?
We do, yeah. I was just going to say that, right, you know, one of the kids gets picked up at 2:30, the other one comes out at 3:30, but she's old enough to walk home herself. Right, now, on my days off, I'm restricted to what I can do because I have to be there for picking the kids up. I can't turn round to my wife now, you know, when she's working at home, as like if she was working up in the office, you know. I can't say, well, listen, I want to go off and do such and such for on my day off because I'm not working at the weekend and this is my only day off, so I want to do blah, blah, blah.
Can you pick up the kids?
Can you pick up the kids? It's not viable. It's stupid to even ask that.
Right, okay, so you think the wife is being unreasonable in this situation?
I think she's been extremely unreasonable, you know.
Okay, well, hang on, no, stay there for a second, because Rachel, you're on Classic Kids. How you doing, Rachel? Oh. It would help, wouldn't it, Rachel? Sorry, how you doing, Rachel? How are you?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks.
Rachel, I mean, you're saying the husband needs to bend the rules slightly.
Yeah, I think that he needs to be adaptable. I'm here on my own, lockdown month, can't even remember.
Okay.
I'd love someone to make me a cup of tea, make me some lunch.
And why are you locked down? Why are you locked down for months? What's wrong? What's going on there?
Well, I just mean I'm sort of here, you know, on my own, and I'd love someone to come in and make me a cup of tea.
Ah,
or if they come down,
Rachel.
And have some lunch, you know?
Are you lonely?
He needs to be adaptable.
Hold on, Rachel. Can I just cut in?
Yeah.
This guy is in work. He is working. Unfortunately, he's working from home. If he was in the office, he can't turn around to his manager or his boss and say, "Here are, John, I've got to go and pick the kids up.
My wife's getting her nails done."
Yeah, my wife's doing, getting her hair done, getting her nails done, going to meet the girls for the coffee in the coffee bar. How long would you honestly think you would last in a job if you kept on doing that? Because I'll tell you one thing, right, there is companies now, right, they are monitoring what their workers are doing at home. And when this is all eased off and everything, they're going to know who's been online and who's been working and who's been...
Yeah, there's ways of them telling if you're working or not. I mean, Rachel, hang on. Rachel, even if it was something like, say, for example, she had a doctor's appointment, right? And she said to him, listen, I got to nip out for 15 minutes of a doctor's appointment. It's only up the road. I mean... Realistically, she wouldn't be able to do that if he was in work. So why would she expect him to do it when he's at home? He's still in work.
Yeah, okay, totally understand that. But employers now need to understand that we're all working under, you know, with different challenges. And she didn't say she was popping out to go and have a coffee with the girls. I do appreciate the nails for some people is probably a little bit over the top.
Yeah.
But what this guy also really needs to know is if he's sitting at his desk, probably working through his commuting times, you know, he's going to burn out as well. So he's obviously stressing. There's a lot of stress at home. For sure, when you work in an office, you get up, you go and have a coffee, you chat with your co-workers, you go and step outside, you know, you might go and grab a sandwich. So there's absolutely times that you can be, you know, up and about and just not at your desk all the time. And yeah, of course, people, you know, companies do monitor how much you're working, but that's really to monitor people that are really taking liberties. And I think for him to go and look after the kids for 15 minutes, you know, he probably didn't even get a lunch hour. I mean, I can't remember the last time I took an hour for lunch working from home. It just doesn't exist anymore. But I might do the hoovering at 10 o'clock in the morning.
And are you working from home at the moment? Are you working from home?
Yeah, I'm working from home, and it's going to be a long time before we're ever back in the office.
And are you on your lunch now at the moment?
No, I am working. I've got two monitors in front of me, and I was just listening and
interrupted you.
I won't get a lunch hour. Don't worry about that. They get more than their pound of bacon from me.
And is your employer strict in relation to, you know, I know some people who are working from home and they're allowed to take 5 minutes every hour for, you know, a pee break or a smoke break. So they're allowed to take 5 minutes, but they're quite well monitored because the computer knows when you're sitting in front of it, so to speak, because you're moving a mouse or you're typing or you're answering a phone or whatever, if it's a help desk. Mm. So they know when you're there and when you're not.
Yeah, absolutely. So I run a team of project managers who are all based remotely anyway, even in different countries. And it's just a question of trust. You know, you just give them the trust that you expect this work done. And if they want to do that in their own hours, or some of them do it after hours, I've got friends and employees who start work at 7 p.m. because they have to go and do the homeschooling, and then they have to go and answer their emails. And it's just about giving people trust. It's not about making them, you know, just chained to the desk, because that's when they're going to burn out. It's not going to have a long-term...
I mean, these tech companies, which employ most of the people actually in the country probably at this stage, a lot of them are saying, you know, people won't be back to work till, you know, January 21, August 21 in some cases for some of the big tech companies. I mean, look, that could go on further if these companies say, well, hold on, like Google, if they turn around and say, we could save a lot of money here, you know, by having people working from home. We don't have to have big offices and all that kind of fancy stuff once we can trust them to work at home. Do you think that's a good thing going forward for society, for people to be working from home all the time?
So I am a massive extrovert. And one thing I've realized during this whole lockdown process is I need people around me. I moved to Ireland in September and was just literally sort of getting my feet under the table, getting a social network. And then suddenly, you know, I have 12 Zoom calls a day, but I haven't seen anyone for weeks and weeks. So I think, you know, there's people like me, and there's people that are in maybe house share situations or with kids at home that really need to get back. So I think we're all going to go back at some sort of hybrid working eventually, staggering, that sort of thing. But I don't think it's going to be the same for a couple of years.
I see big problems. I mean, if you're working for, say, the civil service or, you know, the public sector, so to speak, and you're working in the Department of Social Welfare, Revenue, whatever it happens to be, and you're working from home, and most are working from home at the moment, I see data issues, data protection issues. You know, what happens if you're working from home when you're dealing with somebody, say, in relation to their social welfare payments, and, you know, your husband or wife is standing behind you? I can see people having data protection issues with this.
Yeah, well, I can't really relate. I can't really, you know, respond on that. I mean, there is things like, for example, if you were doing an online exam, they have a camcorder, you know, would be recording you or taking screenshots of you. So that, you know, maybe that would be very Big Brother, but maybe something like that would come into play.
To make sure you're not cheating, I suppose.
So again, if you were dealing with people's screens, maybe they would have to start sort of monitoring you just to check there's no one else in the room.
Okay, but the bottom line is, in relation to this particular email, you think the husband's being a bit unreasonable. He should be able to be a little bit more flexible.
I think the husband needs a little bit of afternoon delight.
I'd say if she was coming in offering him something else now, he'd manage to get the time off very quickly, wouldn't he?
There you go.
So, well, stay there if you can. If you have to go, Rachel, at any point, don't let me stop you, all right? Because I know you have to get to work. Moira, you're on Classic Kids. How you doing, Moira? You there, Moira? I'm missing out on something here. Hey, Moira.
Hi.
Good, Moira. I mean, you've heard what Rachel had to say, that basically the husband needs to bend the rules slightly.
I suppose I think that I'm a mother and I work from home, not as a housewife. I have a job as well, and my husband has been working from home. I think there should be in the workplace some sort of understanding that you're working from home. So if you are on a call and there's a toddler crying in the background, I mean, I think it's very unreasonable for someone to say, oh, you know, that's unprofessional and that's wrong. We're all aware.
But it is unprofessional, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. But we have to work from home at the moment. It's extraordinary times. It's not a case of this man's working from home by choice. Like, clearly not by choice. He's working from home because he has to.
Because of COVID-19, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean... And I think it's very unfair for companies to be punitive because background household noises when people are forced to with no other option.
But could you imagine if I mean, a lot of DJs now in radio stations are working from home. Obviously, it's easier for me to come into the studio because the technology involved in, I don't want to get too deeply in putting phone calls on and all that. It's easier to do it here. But otherwise, we'd have a slight delay. But I could do it from home. So could you imagine if I was doing it from home and all of a sudden there was hoovering going on in the background, or my son, if I had young kids, which I don't, you know, came into the room and went, Dad, and I'm on the air. So, I mean, that's a job that requires me to be solitary. And there are lots of jobs like that require you to have complete focus on your job.
Absolutely. And my job would be one of those as well. But I suppose if that happened on your show, because, for example, a toddler came in the background, if anything, I'd just be sympathetic. We're all in the same boat. I think it's very hard-hearted to be punitive towards someone. You say you have to work from home. You can't muffle the children. You can't, you know, there are going to be household noises. You're not in a work environment. You're being put into a very artificial situation that is not your first choice.
Yeah.
I mean, I've had to take important phone calls from my car, And, you know, someone might be outside the window shouting that they want something from McDonald's. And, you know, what can you do? I'm in my car, you know.
You go to your car just to get away from the kids, is this?
It'd be worse if I didn't take the phone call.
Can I ask a question here? Because I remember when my kids were young, but it doesn't happen now, obviously, because my kids are all older. They're all in their 20s now. But when my kids were young, I don't know if it's just me or this happened to everybody, and I'm sure... Rachel, do you have kids too?
No.
Okay, look, well, good for you. Okay, so when my kids were small, okay, I could be waiting, for an important phone call, and my kids, there wouldn't be a squeak out of them. As soon as that phone rings and I go, hello, they start killing each other in the background. Is that just me or does that happen to everybody?
That is exactly what happens to me. It's like they know, it's like they sense it.
Yeah.
They just start absolutely murdering each other. I think it's because they just realize that you're kind of out of the picture.
You're distracted, yeah. And you know what, I remember one stage, I can remember one phone call, my son, he was only about 3 at the time, and I was on this really important call, I can't remember what it was, but he started acting up, he was looking for something and he started crying and I'm trying to walk away and he started following me as I was walking into rooms to get away from him. He was following me, crying and pulling out of me and everything. I go, oh my God, I felt like locking myself in the jacks for 5 minutes.
Yeah, I think the man in question, I think what he needs to do is try it. And what my husband and I did during lockdown, now I there were times I had to go to work because I'm a doctor, and then I was able to do other meetings.
Well, you couldn't
home.
Very well bring a toddler into the surgery, which
no,
sitting in the corner.
To be honest, I think it would be more traumatizing.
Are you a GP?
No, I'm not. I'm a pathologist.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay.
So
That's a very interesting job, by the way. Can I just point out? I know you didn't come on to talk about that, but it's a very interesting job. I lived next door to the state pathologist she's moved. She's gone back to Scotland now. But she lived...
Mary Casty.
Yeah, she was my next door neighbour. The conversations that we had, I mean, you know, it's such an interesting job. I know for a lot of people it sounds like a very gory job. But I suppose like every other job, you just get used to it. I know I don't want to be too morbid about the whole thing, but it's an extremely interesting job.
I suppose that's a small part of my job, as I'm a hospital pathologist. I'm not a forensic pathologist. So I actually diagnose cancer for most part of my job.
Okay.
I suppose my point being, through times, obviously I had to go to work and that I was on call, so to speak. And other times where my work, because a lot of work is at the microscope, I could work kind of my own hours. So
okay.
I talked to my husband, and the two of us work it out, going, and he'd triage his job in terms of, okay, there's a meeting at 2 p.m. that I have to be on. The kids can't interrupt. I need an hour of absolute silence. And I'd make sure I'm available to take the kids out, make sure everything's under control for that time.
But if your eye is on the microscope and you're, you know, moving your slide around and you're doing, and he comes into you and says, listen, I need to nip out for 5 minutes. Can you just look after the kids there?
Yeah.
I mean, that would be unreasonable, wouldn't it?
You know, but, well, you see, I wouldn't do that kind of work from home.
Well, no, obviously, I'm just using an example.
I suppose because I can do that, that work can wait for 5 minutes or 10 minutes.
Mm.
I'd go, that's fine. Unless it was something absolutely crucial.
But I suppose, we're not comparing like the type of job you do to some extent. I know you're not your own boss. You work, obviously, for a hospital or whatever it is, right?
Yeah.
But to some extent, you're your own boss. You could do it in your own time. There's no time limit set to you. But a lot of people working from home are working for the tech companies where they may be working on support lines, where they're taking calls constantly. And I know individuals, one person in particular who works from home. And he cannot even answer a text or a call because he's not allowed to have his phone beside him. It's for security reasons because he's dealing with, I'm not going to say what he's dealing with, but for security reasons, he's not allowed to have his phone. He's dealing with people's credit card numbers and all that kind of carry on. So there's loads of rules.
Well, I mean, in terms of this one, we don't know what he's doing. I think for the most, I'm sure there are exceptions where there are people who literally have to be locked into a room and cannot be interrupted for 8 hours straight. I don't know how they...
Well, maybe that is this man's situation.
Surely they eat, I don't know. But I think that for most people, speaking in generalities, I think most people have some leeway in their job. Most people take a break for lunch or a cup of coffee. And what I'm saying is, because things have changed, I think people should be a little bit more flexible. And what I suggest to this man is that they, between him and his wife, they organise their day in advance. So she goes, look, I want to get my nails done. And he can go, okay, I've got meetings from 9 to 2, but I have a window where I don't have a meeting from, I don't know, 3 to 4. Can you make your appointment then? And I think that would, I mean, it's still not ideal because, you know, obviously you still have the kids.
Obviously getting your nails done is not as important as meetings.
Well, that would be given here. You know, I mean, the poor woman's been trapped at home with her children. Like, you know, she probably needs a break. It's probably more of a benefit.
But I mean, that's a job in itself. I mean, being a homemaker, which is the politically correct term nowadays, I mean, it is a job in itself. I mean, everybody understands that. It's childcare, essentially.
Well, in the middle of lockdown, I wasn't able to do call-in work. So what I essentially did was I looked after the kids during the day because my husband had to work, and then I worked at night. So, I mean, for about a month, I'd say I got maybe 2 hours sleep a night.
Right, okay.
So because there wasn't any other option for us.
Well, yeah, you got to work around it. Just finally, in relation to that, Maura, just before I go to the break, do you think working from home in the long term is good for society?
Yes, and why?
Do you?
Because I think it's better for the planet. Environmentally, I think we have wasted so much.
I was looking at research the other day in relation to, now we've seen obviously the planes are out of the sky, you know, the traffic is down, obviously because more people are working from home, and yet it doesn't seem to have made much difference to carbon emissions in the last 6 months. So I don't know if the theory is kind of panning out the way it should.
I mean, I don't think there's going to be people working from home for me, but I think a hybrid model is better for, I think it's better for society. I think it's better not to have people completely detached from home and only seeing their kids at weekends when, let's face it, as you're saying, in tech companies and so on, you're often working weekends as well, and you're on call 24/7.
True, yeah,
that's
true.
Something that I find, you know, very difficult about working nowadays is you have a mobile phone and you have no time off. You're always at the end of the phone.
Or you're getting an email from your boss at 9 o'clock at night saying, what's the story for tomorrow morning? I get it. Maura, I have to go to break. It's been very interesting talking to you. Listen, thank you very much indeed. I appreciate you coming on the air. I want to know what you think. Is the guy being unreasonable by not helping his wife out while he's working from home? I know some people think that pathology is just the examination of the bodies itself to find out how somebody died, but not always. It's a very interesting job, I can imagine. I would love to do that for a few days, but I'm sure I have to be very well trained to do it. But it's also, you know, you might be just given a slide with a couple of cells on it or a biopsy or whatever it is to discover, you know, what diseases somebody might have had or what cancers they may have had after they had died. So, yeah, it's a very interesting job in total. I don't know if I could stick it out, maybe. I might not have the stomach for it. Nicola, you're on Classic Kids. How you doing, Nicola?
Hi, Niall. How are you?
Your other half is working at home. Not a pathologist, obviously, but he's working from home. And how he's getting on? Is it bothering him working from home? Are you interrupting him with cups of tea every now and again?
Well, it does bother him because it's hard for him to actually be walking from home.
Right.
Like he's used to getting up in the morning, going to walk.
Right.
But he's now stuck in the house all the time.
Like, in one room?
Yes.
And I think that would be difficult. Now, I know Moira said that she thought going forward that could be good for society, but the problem I think your husband has had is I always believe you have to have a separation from your home life and your work life. And if your work life becomes your home, it might be very hard to get away from that mindset of work.
Yeah, well, he has to try and find the balance of the fact that he's getting up in the morning in the house and still walking, basically up in the room. So he's gone from one room to another just in work.
And does he get dressed for work? Like, or would he just, in his onesies, his pyjamas, would he just sit down? I mean, I know people who work from home and they're actually getting up, putting on their makeup, if they're a woman, obviously, or whatever, or, well, maybe they're a guy putting on their makeup, I don't care. But they're getting dressed like they're going to work. They have their breakfast and then they go into the room and sit down like they're going to work. Helena used to do it at the start here when she worked from home for a very short time at the time because she was isolating for a few days. During the very start of COVID-19, but she told me that she used to get dressed like she was going to work.
Well, he has to because he'd be doing like Zoom meetings and stuff where he has to be seen.
Right, okay.
So he has to be dressed to do all of them and talk to customers and stuff like that.
He doesn't do a Ming on it, does he? You know, do you remember that video of Ming going around at the European meeting where he had no pants on him? He didn't realise the camera could see that low.
No, definitely not.
And would you ever interrupt him and ask him, listen, you know, do you have kids?
We have three of 15, a 5-year-old and a 1-year-old.
Oh, right, okay. So have you ever said to him, listen, I'm looking after the 1-year-old here. You wouldn't just bring the 5-year-old into the Jacks, or would you wouldn't just bring them down to the shop for a second, he needs to get some. Would you ever interrupt him and ask him to do stuff?
Not unless it was completely necessary. If something really big happened and I had to do something, then I'd text him.
Okay.
I wouldn't just go up because he could be on a conference call, and obviously I don't want to be walking in and looking at everybody else's faces and they're watching me coming in from behind.
Yeah.
But I text them and say, listen, any chance you can come down and watch the kids for 2 minutes till I even if I have to fly to the shop or whatever, and he'd say, he could text you back on, yes, just give me 10 minutes.
Yeah, give me 5 minutes till I get off this call, yeah. I'm sure it's extremely difficult for him, but equally as difficult for you because he's there. And he's, so, I mean, you wouldn't, obviously, if he was in work, physically in work, you wouldn't be able to do that. But the fact that he's there, it makes it easier to want to do that. But to be fair, stay there, because Donal, you're on Classic Hits. How are you doing, Donal?
I'm just going to...
Grad, Donal, do you think the husband's being unreasonable by not helping out?
I do, yeah. With the first two, that period on the pathologist there.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's just me or not, but Jesus, did you ever hear such a sexy voice in the doctor in all your life? In all fairness, like,
what? Does it matter what the doctor sounds like when the doctor's examining you?
No, like, you could take the worst news in the world off of that woman. You know, well, I was out walking the dog, I nearly went to miss it.
Well, I'm sure she'd be complimented and delighted to hear that.
Well, I tell you one thing, I know her husband, but I never heard such a voice as sexy in all my life.
Oh,
the
okay.
Walk flew by.
Right, okay. So she could give you bad news and you'd be happy about it. Yeah, okay.
Well, look, the first thing you say to her could be worse.
Okay, but Donal, getting back to the topic at hand, I mean, is the husband's loyalty to his job more important than his loyalty to his family?
These tech companies are making an absolute fortune having people working at home.
Of course, they're saving. Yes, because they're still paying for their offices at the moment. Yeah, but when the offices go,
it's fine. But so. They need to understand. I mean, what discipline would you need to lock yourself into a room for 8 hours? I mean, you may as well be in jail, like, to a certain extent. Like. And these tech companies, and not all companies, need to understand that. Plus, the husband, I tell you, if he has small kids, he's going to regret it when they're older because he'll miss out on all that. Your loyalty should be to your family just as much as your company.
Yeah, and I couldn't disagree with you at all on that. But if you were in the workplace, and your missus rang you up, or she was in the workplace and you rang her up and said, listen, I need you to come home for 5 minutes because, you know, Becky is crying and tell you, I can't do that, honey.
Yeah, I totally understand that, but this isn't the situation, you see, because the man is at home. It's not just, you see, he's at home, so he has to make change. Therefore, the company should make change as well. He should make allowances.
Okay, so they should allow him to bend the rules a little bit, but it depends.
Yeah, of course it is.
I suppose it depends on the job that he's in, I suppose, you know what I mean?
But anyway, if it's a set amount of work to do, just get it done.
Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic Hits.